I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord right where you are. Come on and give him glory and honor. Come on and magnify his name. He is so worthy to be praised. Yes, from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I am Margaret Christine Mullings, and welcome to Evening Prayer. I'd just like to welcome, make a special welcome to the Bahamas. Welcome. It's so wonderful that you're tuning in there. The United States, welcome. South Africa, welcome. Jamaica, welcome. Ireland, Uganda, Ghana, Canada, welcome in. United Kingdom, Kenya, Nigeria, Australia, Germany, the Philippines, New Zealand, welcome. So good to have you here. Sweden, Puerto Rico, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, welcome in. Taiwan, the British Virgin Islands, welcome, welcome. Saudi Arabia, Paraguay, Botswana, Russia, welcome. Belgium, Zimbabwe, Indonesia, the Netherlands, Japan, welcome. Czechia, I hope I got that correctly, welcome. And the Turks and Caicos Island, it's so good that you're here. South Korea, welcome. Tanzania, welcome in. Welcome to Evening Prayer, wherever you are geographically. I'm just delighted to be in your company once again. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on and worship him. Glorify his name. Magnify his name, for he is so worthy to be praised. No matter what you have faced today, just lift your hands toward heaven and begin to worship. Begin to give the Lord glory and honor that is due to his name. Oh, hallelujah. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Come on and bless the Lord. Glorify him. Magnify him. He is so worthy to be praised. And God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. You would find me in Isaiah chapter 40. And I pray that you would find comfort in this word. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord had spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the mountains. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold, your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, had taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will he liken God? Or what likeness will he compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spread it over with gold and cast it silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he had no oblation, chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading of his word and give to us the understanding. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bow in awe before your presence. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your majesty. Oh God, your majestic, your majesty, and we thank you for your power. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that there are no idols that have comparison to you, oh God. And so, Father, we ask you as we come humbly before your presence to comfort those that are tuning in right now. Comfort them, Father. as you comfort your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you would speak comfortably as you spoke to Jerusalem. Hear the cry of every listener right now. In the name of Jesus, some are wandering through the wilderness. It may seem like a wilderness to them. Yes, Father, some are in a valley right now, which is very low. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the lily of the valley. And Father, right now in those valley situations, I ask you, Father, to show to them the lily. In the name of Jesus, Father, that hope would come alive in their hearts right now. For hope is the anchor of the soul. Oh, my Father, that soul that is drifting so far from the shore, so far from your safety, Father. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would move by your Spirit, that you would move by your power, Lord, and bring hope alive. Father, that you would bring them back to you, Father, back into your safety, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask for your divine intervention in their lives right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would manifest your word in demonstration in their lives right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, mend the brokenhearted, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, there's some that are sick and being afflicted on their beds of affliction. I pray, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would stir their faith right now to believe for their healing. Some are very distracted right now. I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd bring focus to their lives, to focus on you, Father, to focus on the things that are positive, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to focus on your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, to that one who's been displaced, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would divinely intervene and that you would restore them, Lord, to their places in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that are restitution, for those, the things that have been stolen from so many lives and homes and relationships, Father. I pray for restitution, full restitution, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, I pray for your divine intervention right now in their lives geographically, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I call for the resurrection power of Jesus Christ to show up in their lives right now. Show up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show up in the lives of those, Father, whose lives have seemed so dark right now. Father, shine your light everywhere there's darkness in their lives, Father. Transform them, Father, for your glory, Father. Meet every need right now, Father. Comfort the bereaved households right now, in the name of Jesus, who are mourning and grieving over the loss of their loved ones, Father. Oh, remind them, Father, that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, Father, let the morning light appear. I pray, Father, that you would be Jehovah Jireh. Meet that need, Father. Meet that need right now, Father. Jehovah Rapha, oh, let your healing flow right now. Bring healing right now, in the name of Jesus. Bring unity to that home right now, that's been separated, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Father, for restoration. I thank you for the healing right now. I thank you for deliverance right now. I thank you, Father, for salvation right now in homes all around the globe right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray that you would heal the backsliding of nations right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, draw us, Lord, back to you, the covenant-keeping God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, then will we hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Heal the lands, O God. Heal the nations, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we repent, as we turn to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask that you would turn us. You had called us from darkness to walk into your light. Shine your light upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, meet the need, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. For 1 minute, one more minute. Bless the Lord. Love on the Lord. Lift up your hands toward heaven and bless the Lord. Glorify his name and magnify his name, for he's so worthy to be praised. For God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I leave you, I'd just like to encourage you geographically. And I'm saying you, and I'm speaking to myself also first. But I want to take a page out of Prayer Essentials, Volume 2. This is written by Sylvia Gunter. How the church prayed in the book of Acts. I want to leave this to encourage you. How do we get to be a house of prayer, personally and corporately? How do we get to have these elements of a house of prayer described by Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 and 16? How the church prayed in the book of Acts, they prayed in purity. In verse 12, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. How the church prayed in the book of Acts? Through prayer. Yes, through prayer. In verse 13, it is written, Jesus said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. How the church prayed in the book of Acts? Through power. In verse 14, the blind and the lame came to Jesus at the temple and he healed them. How the church prayed in the book of Acts? Through praise. In verse 15 and 16, but when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things Jesus did, and the children shouting in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. They were very angry. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read from the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise? How do we have the power of the early church? The power comes from prayer. Yes, the power comes from prayer. How do we pray to see thousands saved, healed, set free from prison, filled with the Holy Spirit, and delivered from the power of demons? We must pray like the early church. Catch the spirit of the book of Acts regarding prayer. Praying like the early church made prayer a priority. Prayer was a priority of the early believers. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, they prayed 10 days before Pentecost. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, prayer was one of the four priorities after Pentecost. Prayer was a priority of the apostles. We will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word in Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. We must choose a place of prayer. Abraham had his Bethel. Daniel had his open window. Jesus had his wilderness place in the Garden of Gethsemane. The early church prayed in these places. The early church prayed in the temple, the house of God. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. A place of prayer
was on a housetop. Peter went up on the roof to pray in Acts chapter 10 and 9. In a house, they prayed. When this had dawned on him, Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying in Acts chapter 12 and verse 12. They prayed by a riverside. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer in Acts chapter 16 and verse 13. They prayed in a jail cell at midnight. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them in Acts chapter 16 and 25. Pray with a passion. Pray fervently. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, like the early church did, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God in Acts chapter 4 and verse 24. Don't you think this was passionate? They had just been threatened within an inch of losing their lives. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. He went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying in Acts chapter 12, verse 5 and 12. Do you think this was fervent? James had just been beheaded and Peter was next on the hit list. But they, following the example of Jesus Christ, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And when he was heard, because of his reverent submission in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7, but when you pray, when you and I pray, we are admonished to go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. When you pray, you are being intimate and passionate with God. When to pray, we are to pray at all times. I encourage you, wherever you are geographically, pray at all times. In times of persecution, pray. In times of physical danger and concern, pray. Pray. Marvel at the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. The hand of God moves in answer to prayer. There are things that God won't do without prayer. What happens when God's people pray? Geographically, I encourage you, when God's people pray, supernatural manifestations of the power of God happens. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. There was an earthquake. After God's people prayed, it's the filling of the Holy Spirit. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. There is one baptism and many fillings in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. What happens when God's people pray? There is boldness in witnessing. And they spoke the word of God boldly in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. And then what happens when God's people pray? Even the dead are raised to life. Yes, Peter got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. Yes, I encourage you, wherever you are geographically, to pray. Don't allow your circumstances and your situations to cause you to fold up, to cause you to go back, to cause you to fail. Pray. Pray. Things happen. Miracles happen. Deliverances happen. Miracles happen when God's people pray. Hallelujah. I just want to say a prayer, to pray a prayer over you before I leave you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Father, you said you are listening to hear your word spoken out of our mouth, and you will hasten to fulfill your word. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus
that you would move upon every listening ear right now to believe your word, to stand on your word, and to pray your word. Oh, stir up a hunger within each and every one to hunger for your word, to study your word, to meditate upon your word, to search the scriptures, Father, in the name of Jesus, to pray your word in the name of Jesus, and to believe your word. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would anoint each and every listener right now with the fresh oil of the anointing. Oh, Father, even as Aaron's anointing flowed from his beard down to his skirt, let your anointing flow right now to each and every one that is tuning in, who's listening right now geographically, Father. You are the navigator. You know exactly where they are. Let your anointing flow to each and every one of them now. In the name of Jesus, renew every mind right now. Renew the thoughts, Father. Clothe each and every one in your whole armor that they may be able to stand these trying and testing times, these difficult times. Oh, in the name of Jesus, to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ had made them free, that they will not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, this evening, Father, meet every need, whatever time it is, Father. Meet the need in every life today. Show yourself mightily. Manifest your word in demonstration, Father, in the name of Jesus. Divinely intervene, Father, in that situation, in that circumstance right now, Father. That unspoken request, Father. Oh, let it manifest, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Those provisions that are needed, Father. Oh, manifest them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Margaret Christine Mulling saying, God bless you right where you are. Continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God bless you.